Hello. Welcome back in to Show and Vern. We've had an electrifying show thus far, and we're so glad you're able to join us. So glad you're able to join us. Vern, you had a thought about a guy that never runs out, Patrick Mahomes.
Are you trying to make a joke with Kraft here? What are we?
No, I'm not making any Kraft jokes. Do you have one in the holster?
No.
Okay. I felt like you're just saving them.
No, I might.
I just really enjoy the way that you said the name of the establishment the first time, and you won't give it back to us. Before I let you get to your Mahomes point, coming up, 12 minutes, we will release the hounds. Your chance to win one large specialty pizza from the good people at the other place.
I saw a write-up about Drew Lock, and they compared him to Patrick Mahomes, about arm strength, saying he could be the next Patrick Mahomes. We don't even need to stay with this long. I just want to do a quick warning to every Chiefs fan out there real quick. Don't be prepared to fight everyone when they say so-and-so is the next Patrick Mahomes. It should be worn as a badge of honor, another feather in the cap when someone and other teams openly announce that we are searching for the next Patrick Mahomes. Again, just as we've pointed out over the past few weeks that it is a new day in the Chiefs' kingdom, that you are no longer chasing anyone, you should now have that chest sticking out. You are the big dog on the block in the AFC, especially since it appears the New England Patriots are going to be searching for a new owner at some point over the next 12 months. Now that you are indeed the big boys on the block with a squeaky clean owner that would never do something like what allegedly is going down in Jupiter, Florida, you don't need to be so very defensive. Because we got defensive in 2015. Got very defensive of your Royals ball club. And I understand that because you still felt like you and they had to prove something. Right? Eric Hosmer wrote the piece that we were not a fluke in 2014. So, okay. I can understand the defensiveness when it came to the Kansas City Royals. But you don't need to do this. Because Drew Lock is the first of dozens and dozen quarterbacks that are going to come down the line over the next 5 to 7 years that are proclaimed to be the next Patrick Mahomes. You and I both know they will not be able to hold a candle to 15. But you don't need to shoot them down. Let them believe that. Let the Broncos or whoever believe that Drew Lock is the next Patrick Mahomes. It's not likely. It's not likely that we see someone come along like Patrick Mahomes in the next few years. People have been searching for the next Aaron Rodgers, and it took them a decade to find someone comparable when the Chiefs selected Patrick Mahomes 10th overall.
See, to me, it's Patrick Mahomes is about to get a lot of teams in trouble. Like, we know how serious, you know how in sports is really copycat. And one player shows to be so dominant, they're going to try to find, like you said, the next Aaron Rodgers. I think Pat's even taken this up a notch in things that he can do. He's about to get some people in trouble. People are just going to start drafting cats even higher than they would normally draft the Vern. Because if you can throw the ball 70 yards and if you can throw it hard, hell, we'll try to figure out other things. Maybe we'll draft you in the first round. Maybe if Tyler Bray came along.
Oh, stop.
Maybe if Tyler Bray came along after Patrick Mahomes, he'd have been a third round pick. Well, who is the quarterback we almost lose seemingly every year? Buffalo Bills.
Jim Kelly.
Yeah, Jim Kelly. That's the only way I can make myself think about it. I'm sorry.
You're right.
I didn't mean that. Felt really bad how I he's described been struggling. It. It was the only way that he's I could think struggling. Of it. It seems like it's on the books every year.
I thought you're talking about AJ McCarron.
Who's his nephew? Oh, man. Chad Kelly?
Yes.
Chad Kelly was drafted in the 7th round. He might have been a 2nd round pick had he come out after Patrick Mahomes. Connor Cook may have gone in the top 10.
Connor Cook?
Because he has a semi-strong arm. Like, he's about to start getting people in trouble.
That pro build, the 6'5", big arm.
But no, I'm just saying, if you can throw the ball 70 yards now, I bet you that's why people looked at Josh Allen and was like, you know what? He could throw it far.
Haven't they always done that? Haven't they always seeked out the big arm?
I think it'll be worse. I think it'll.
Jamarcus Russell was drafted number one overall.
I think it'll
Jay
be
Cutler
worse.
Was the sixth overall.
I think
pick.
It'll be worse. I think even those guys at least perform some in college. I think it'll even be guys that, man, if you come to the combine, throw it 75. It's going to be like when Philip Dorsett turned in a 4.3 or whatever, and everybody thought to themselves, well, he's got to go in the first round.
John Ross went top 10 because he ran a really fast
course. Yes, I think it's going to be start – like, hell, Jared Lorenzo.
I swear to God, if you say Jared Lorenzen.
Jared Lorenzen might have had a shot.
Tyler Bray's got a cannon.
Jared Lorenzen might have had a shot to be a second-round pick.
Both of you sound like goofballs right now. They're always seeking out big arms.
Was it Jared Lorenzen?
Tyler Bray's a baller.
I don't think Tyler Bray's a baller. Tyler Bray to him's a baller because he got hit. But all I'm saying
but speed, like he said with John Brown or whoever the hell, John Ross, speed has always been a big deal in the NFL, just like arm strength has always been a big deal. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is going to get someone drafted early. Being a quarterback gets you drafted early.
It's about to be
a
thing.
Took Johnny Manziel in the first round.
Yeah, but Johnny's eight. He looks like he's eight. If Johnny could throw it after, if Johnny was drafted after Patrick Mahomes and he could throw it 70 yards, that's going to be like running a 4.3 now.
What does the fact that. That's Pete Sweeney's music.
12:24. The best 5 minutes of showing Vern all day. Pete Sweeney here. We got Dimples himself, Steven Serta, behind the glass. We're on the show, Hughley, Joshua Lamont, Vernier, Pete Sweeney here. It's like the bat symbol. You put the bat symbol out, I'm hearing something that maybe I could help you guys with. Yeah. What do you got on your mind?
Pete Sweeney, Arrowhead Pride, joining us here on Show and Vern. We were actually just talking Chiefs, just talking Patrick Mahomes, as I saw.
Cut this crap off. You know what, actually, Vern, take a deep breath. Sit back a little bit. I actually do have, you want to call Pete? You want to just up and call Pete?
Play the I didn't call him.
Shut
he
up.
Somehow keeps getting on the
Shut
air.
Shut up.
So Drew Locke.
No, I got it. Sit back. I actually do, if we're going to have Pete on, Pete Sweeney of Arrowhead Pride is on with us. Pete. It's come to our attention that the Royals seem to be having themselves in a much more better relationship with Cody Tapp. They seem to really enjoy Cody Tapp a lot more than Vern. They seem to give him more access. They're actually following Cody Tapp, which they never followed Vern, and you're someone who knows about followers. They have acknowledged that
they promoted his hot stove show.
They acknowledged that the show existed, and then promoted it and put it out on their Twitter. Is it what would make them dislike Vern?
Are you
more than they do, Cody? You've been around organizations like this. Any idea or thought on that?
Well, I mean, listen, Cody is likable. He's a little bit more likable than Vern. I've noticed also, too, I mean, you look at some of these videos of Ned Yost coming out of Surprise, Arizona. Cody and Ned, it's like Thelma and Louise, Cheech and Chong, or, me and Serta. And I think what you have to do, if you really want to get down to what is happening here, I think you got to use the oldest trick in the book. And to me, that of course is the old switcheroo. I think one random day, you have Vern go instead of Cody, and see what Ned and the Royals say. They should have noticed if it's anyone from 610 Sports. But if they say to Vern at that point, where's Cody? Then I think
there's something up.
At that point, they'd prefer Cody over Vern. And I mean, you look at the power rankings right now. Cody. has cultivated a relationship with the Kansas City Royals. And what?
You don't have any damn power rankings. Stop it.
He does.
Am I supposed to go to Arizona? What a stupid idea.
It's not a stupid idea. All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Pete. Go ahead. What are you have power rankings? Is this what you said, Pete?
The power rankings of 610 Sports Radio Royals Insiders?
Well, Cody's obviously on the top, especially with the Royals. It is, like you said a switcheroo.
I swear to God, if you put Robert Ford ahead of me.
Listen.
Number two is, of course, Jay Binkley. Tremendous.
Obviously. I disagree with you, Pete. I don't think you have to pull the switcheroo.
BS,
I think it's very clear the Royals.
Old switcheroo. A few dates with a girl, you're not sure, you send your buddy. Old switcheroo, see if she notices. Maybe your favorite bar. Change their happy hour, makes things a little bit more expensive. Maybe say Zocalo, for example. Instead, you go to Ryan the Plumber.
Yeah, we're not going to just give up. You can't say Zocalo and then remember, hell, I got to say Ryan. God.
Binkley.
All right.
Binkley.
All right, guys. Stop.